The Arizona Education Foundation has named its 2021 Arizona Teacher of the Year. It is Sarah Weifels, a Spanish teacher at Chandler High School. At the end of last school year, families in her district were given several choices of how they'd like their students to attend school. Online was one of them, and she asked to transition to that format. So she's currently teaching at the Chandler Online Academy, which means all of her classes are virtual, while her colleagues at Chandler High are in person. She spoke with our co-host, Mark Brody, who asked what it's like teaching a foreign language over a computer.
The best part about any of this has still been and will always be when I get to interact with the students. And when I can interact with them live and on camera is the best, because then you're just reminded of, you know, the fun that learning is by being able to be supportive of them and to work through the material together. It does feel disconnected still, and I'll do a lot of electronic communication with them, and it's all fine, but nothing really replaces being in person and being able to physically even be able to interact and weave around a room where, you know, they are making the language come alive. So we've been trying to find ways to do that, but through a screen.
Do you get the sense that this hybrid model of learning where some number of students and teachers are in school and some are not, do you get the sense this is going to maintain its popularity and maybe after it's safe for everybody to go back after the pandemic, that this is going to continue to be a thing where there are more and more students learning online?
I absolutely do. I really believe that this is very difficult what we're in right now, and some teachers can't even, you know, get their head up above the water to take a breath. But what I do think is that as we move on from this, I think this is an opportunity to not necessarily force us to go back to what we would call normal, but that this is an opportunity for us to change and innovate and indeed revolutionize some things in our practice and in our systems that we can do better and we can serve our communities better, I think. And I do think that, you know, the virtual piece is not going to go away. And I actually hope it doesn't. I think it's been great for the kids and for us. We still need some more resources. We're still short on resources. But yeah, I really think that it's going to change education.
What are you hearing from your colleagues and from your students about how they're doing with everything going on and trying to learn during a global pandemic?
My colleagues are the ones I'm the most worried about. I value so much my relationship with my colleagues and our collaboration throughout every year, but especially through this time right now. We've really needed to band together and be there to support each other and generate ideas and creativity. And I feel like at this point, I am worried about burnout and just teachers feeling very overworked, not to mention, you know, a little bit scared about the way things are going in the state with COVID.
It's interesting you say that, because I've heard from a few different people that, you know, there are conversations happening now about the issue of burnout, the types of conversations that are happening in, you know, October or, you know, early November are typically the conversations you'd be having in, you know, May or June at the end of the school year. Is that something that maybe you're experiencing or that you're hearing from your colleagues, that this early in the school year, they're already feeling burned out?
Yes, absolutely. And I think they feel a little bit like, you know, so much of this is sort of put on them. And I think what could help is teachers do need a break. And I think finding subs has been really difficult. And so I think if we can think creatively as a community and try to rearrange some things possibly so that teachers can have more time to do those collaborative pieces.
So you mentioned the issue of resources, and that has been such a big issue in Arizona public education for so long. I'm curious, like, if you were in charge of things, what are the few areas or the top few areas that you think would really benefit in Arizona public education from more resources right now?
Yeah. First of all, I'm really glad I'm not in charge of things, but but if I were, I mean, with this, with the pandemic and with this switch to sort of emergency virtual learning, and then now sort of some of us are doing virtual and some of us not, I definitely think technology is a huge piece and access to technology. And it's not just access to devices, but it's internet access. even, you know, we have students that just have a hard time finding a quiet place where they could do the work in their homes. So even to have spaces where, you know, students can come to do that work, I think would make a really big difference. And, you know, the more I'm in this, the more I really see a potential for our community to come together and the amazing companies and businesses that exist in Arizona. I really hope that we can build some more partnerships so that we can start building this infrastructure, you know, for example, with technology together, because I don't think we can do it with just, you know, the funding that we have. I don't think it's possible.
Really? So you think there needs to be more private investment in public education to do what schools need to do?
I think there needs to be more partnership with the community and with businesses that we have, because really an investment in our schools, an investment in our teachers is only an investment in the future of this community and possibly the future of the business, you know, in which it is, you know, the location where the business is.
So all things being equal, do you anticipate at some point going back into a classroom? Would you prefer to stay virtual for some amount of time?
I do want to go back into the classroom, absolutely. I'm enjoying this experience. I'm learning a lot by teaching this way. But my soul, my heart and soul belong at Chandler High and, you know, with the IB program there. I love the circular learning that we get to do, and especially my department. So I do hope to be back there sometime soon.
All right. That is Sarah Weifels, a Spanish teacher at Chandler High School, the 2021 Arizona Teacher of the Year. Sarah, congratulations on the award. Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Mark.